This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred the National Handicrafts Awards for 2023 and 24 in New Delhi. These prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. The central government has sanctioned around 69 crore rupees for 25 road projects in Tripura to enhance connectivity in 30 particularly vulnerable tribal group habitations of the state. The Ministry of Rural Development said these projects are being initiated under the road connectivity component of Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at Parliament House Complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar, JDU MP Sanjay Jha, Rashtriya Lok Morcha Chief Upendra Kushwaha, NCP MP Praful Patel and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. Prime Minister Modi was felicitated during the meeting by the NDP MPs for the alliance's victory in the Bihar Assembly elections. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said during the meeting, the Prime Minister asked NDA leaders to work with more speed for the development of the country. Mr. Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister emphasized to undertake reforms across all sectors to ease people's lives and ensure they did not face problems. He said Prime Minister Modi also urged the MPs to connect with the youth.
Prime Minister gave excellent guidelines and guidance to all the NDA MPs on what we should do for the country, our constituencies and our states. The Prime Minister has laid great emphasis on reforms to improve people's lives. Reforms don't just mean economic reforms or financial reforms. He meant reforms to make the lives of ordinary people in the country easier and more comfortable. He has given us very good guidelines.
The Rajya Sabha will take up the discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Union Home Minister Amit Shah will lead the two-day discussion on Vande Mataram. The Lok Sabha will take up the discussion on election reforms. The government today informed that total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 357 million tonnes, which is 7.65% higher as compared to last year. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this has been made possible due to the hard work of farmers and the policies of the centre. He said the country recorded the highest ever crop production in 2024-25. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its flight schedule by 5% across sectors in light of the recent widespread flight disruptions and cancellations. These cancellations are applied especially on high-demand, high-frequency flights and to avoid single-flight operations on a sector by IndiGo. The DGCA said in its notice that over 15,000 departures per week were approved for the airline as per the winter schedule this year. This would amount to 64,000 expected flights in November, but IndiGo only operated less than 60,000 flights during this period. The government today said that it has adopted a zero-tolerance policy against left-wing extremism and aims to eliminate it by March next year. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai said the centre is working in coordination with state governments to end the menace. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.3% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 277 points to 84,826, while the Nifty dipped 75 points to 25,885 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, auto and metal were dragging the most, while buying interest was seen in realty, PSU banks and industrials. The Indian Premier League IPL has finalised the player auction list for the 2026 season. The list features 350 players who will be up for bidding at the upcoming auction in Abu Dhabi on December 16. And with that, we end this news bulletin.